Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. Do you ever feel down on your luck, or like you don't have any luck in the first place? Well, you're not alone. In today's inaugural episode of the Story Ark, I'll be sharing with you a favorite English folktale that I love to share around the campfire, or in any storytelling opportunity. This is the Edge of the World. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there lived a handsome young man who lived in a beautiful redwood house, and he had everything that he could possibly need. And yet something seemed to be missing from his life. Well, he was bored. "I haven't any luck," he thought. "I wonder why that is." So one day, he finally decided to ask the village elder, and the village elder said, "Only God can tell you why you haven't any luck." And so the young man asked, "Where can I find God?" And the village elder responded, "At the edge of the world." And so he walked a day, a week, a year and a day, until he reached a little clearing in the forest. And on the one side of the clearing, there was a pack of strong, beautiful wolves growling and menacing at him. And on the other half, there was a lone, scrawny little wolf. Well, I can imagine you know which side he took. So the young man walked towards the scrawny little wolf, and the little wolf stopped him and asked, "Young man, where are you going?" And the handsome young man said, "I am going to the edge of the world to ask God why I haven't any luck." And the little wolf said, "Oh, wonderful! Could you please ask God for me why I have not grown as powerful and strong as my brothers and sisters?" And the young man said, "Well, of course." And so the young man continued on his way. And he walked again, a day, a week, a year and a day, until he reached a lovely clearing. And on the other side of this clearing was a nice, tiny little house with a beautiful white picket fence and just stunning, stunning flowers in front of it. And so the young man, tired from his journeying, walked up to the house and knocked on the door. And lo and behold, a beautiful young woman answered. And she invited him inside and fed him dinner. And finally she asked him, "Young man, where are you going?" And the young man said, "I am going to the edge of the world to ask God why I haven't any luck." And the young woman said, "Oh, fantastic. Could you please ask him why I am so lonely?" And so the young man agreed and spent the night there, and then the next morning set out again on his journey. And he walked a day, a week, a year and a day, until he reached a grove of trees. And now these trees grew tall and powerful with thick trunks. And in the middle of all of these trees, there was a lone, little, thin, short little tree. And the little tree stopped him and said, "Young man, where are you going?" And the young man said, "I am going to the edge of the world to ask God why I haven't any luck." And so the tree asked him, "Oh, could you ask God for me why I have not grown as tall and thick and strong as these other trees?" And so the young man agreed and continued on his way. And he walked for a day, a week, a year and a day, until he reached the edge of the world. And there on the edge of the world sat God on a little cloud. And the young man said, "God, I have voyaged long and hard to ask you why I haven't any luck." And God just kind of chuckled. And he said, "I've given you lots of luck. You just need to look for it." And the young man was a little perplexed, but he got ready to ask the questions he'd accrued along his journey, and God just kind of let out a laugh. "I'm God, I know what you're going to say." And God whispered the answers to the questions to the young man. So the young man set off again, and he walked a day, a week, a year and a day, until he reached the grove of trees. And the little tree stopped him and asked, "Young man, did you get a response from God for me?" And the young man said, "Yes. The reason you've not grown as tall and thick and strong as these other trees is because there is a treasure chest buried at your roots." if you remove that, then your roots can grow big and strong and you will be like these other trees. And the tree said, oh, fantastic. Over there is a shovel left by some loggers. Could you please use it to dig up the treasure chest from my roots so I may grow and be big and tall and strong? And the young man said, I'm sorry, I can't. I don't have the time. I am out to look for my luck. But I'll send the first able-bodied fellow your way to dig that up for you. And so the young man set off again, and he walked for a day, a week, a month, a year and a day, until he reached the clearing with the house again, and the beautiful young woman invited him in again, and fed him dinner again, and finally, boiling over with anticipation, she said, young man, did you get a response from God about why I am so lonely? And the young man said, yes, God says that you are lonely because you are not married. He says to marry the first fine young man that you meet. And the young woman cried out, oh, fantastic, would you marry me? And the young man said, I'm sorry, I'm on my way looking for my luck, but I'll send the first nice young man your way that I find. And so the next morning, the young man set off again, and he walked for a day, a week, a year and a day, until he reached the clearing with the wolves. And the young man was stopped by the scrawny little wolf, and he said, young man, did you get my answer for why I'm not as big and strong and powerful as my siblings? And the young man said, yes, God says that you are not eating enough. And God said to eat the first stupid animal that comes your way. And that is exactly what that wolf did. The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts, for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.